rather incredibly, Greg, I was informed earlier this week by a member of Mary Boyle's family that two gentlemen had recently come forward and stated to them that when they were teenagers in 1977, they had come across a cardigan similar to the one that Mary Boyle, who was Ireland's longest missing child, was wearing on the day she went missing. Now, that information is something that they believe that they reported to the Gardaí at the time, but now there's a bit of a question mark over that. So,
because there is also question marks about the investigation at the time. So do we know if Gardaí, if it's claimed that Gardaí did get this potentially vital piece of evidence, or if they did get it and nobody else was fully made aware of it?
Well, on the back of those claims being made to me this week, I did check out with sources in the area in relation to whether this had been brought to the attention of the guards, and in fact it has, in recent days only, as far as I understand. And so one of the two individuals who have made this claim have actually already made a formal statement to Gardaí in Donegal this week. But I've been told, at least the information as far as I've been told, is this is the first time that Gardaí have ever been made aware of any kind of claim of a find of a cardigan in relation to the Mary Boyle case.
Mm. But there is one quote in your article where it says that they were made aware of it at the time.
So, as I said, these two individuals, they both claim that they were part of a search party. It was actually the following day after Mary Boyle had disappeared. And they found this cardigan out by Lake Colin Kill, which is about half a mile from where Mary Boyle disappeared. And they say that they believe that they reported it to Gardaí when it was found, and that was the last, basically, development. But these two men, they were only very young in their teenage years at the time. So, as I say, we're talking about 40 years ago here. We're talking about a long time ago. And this is something the guards, at least, I've been told, they're going to investigate it fully and look at every possibility in relation to it.
Because there is a sense amongst some members and wider members of Mary Boyle's family and their supporters that, you know, the investigation wasn't carried out correctly or thoroughly or completely transparently, either at the time or since. So this is sort of obviously going to agitate those concerns. If there's different accounts, if this was brought to the Garda's attention at the time, well, why is it having to be re-brought to their attention, I suppose you could say?
Yeah, well, I mean, again, we're talking about 40 years ago, and obviously Ballyshannon Garda Station were involved at the time, and the family, some members of Mary's family do have concerns about how that investigation was carried out. We're talking about a completely different investigation team now. I'm being assured that this is being investigated thoroughly. There was a cold case review launched last year. Now, unfortunately, there hasn't been many answers as a result of that, but I understand that Gardaí in the area are looking at this very seriously. So, I can understand, I suppose, some members of the family have been very frustrated. There were allegations of political interference, and there were allegations that Gardaí, some members of the Gardaí were told at the time not to investigate certain parties. But that was then, and as I say, I'm being assured that all of these angles, including the statement by two of these individuals, one of which has made a formal statement this week, is being taken very seriously. And I hope that brings some solace to the family, but we are talking about 40 years now of this.
And with that time frame in mind, Paul, presumably we don't have this cardigan any longer. So in terms of maybe, you know, DNA or evidentially, it's not there. So it's of not necessarily any actual physical use, if that makes sense. I'm trying to choose my words very carefully here. So how does this sort of reignite the investigation if it's someone recounting that they found an item 40 years ago? I'm just curious as to how that could progress the investigation. I mean, and maybe you don't know yet because information can be hard to get by, but do you have a set? Were you able to get a sense of why this is significant, if that makes sense?
I get a sense it's significant because, I have to be careful with my words, but what my sources tell me is that this is completely new information to them, and it is something that they are treating with the utmost seriousness. But that Gardaí are treating with the utmost seriousness. But in terms of, I can't really answer your question exactly.
I know exactly what you're saying. I was conscious of that, Paul, and I fully understand it. You can go with what you can say and what's there. Listen, Paul, as I say, you've also got information from the guards that they are taking this seriously, that it is being treated as new information, and that it is going to form part of the investigation into Mary Boyle's disappearance going forward.
Yes, and I suppose as I said, I was speaking to Joe Craig, who is a cousin of Mary Boyle, and there is a lot of frustration within some the family and supporters that they feel that Gardaí haven't been investigating this. But I am assured that this is something that they are still very much actively investigating. Mm. This is a new piece of information